one of my favorite all-time bands, and what an appropriate song, especially given the day I'm recording this on, New Year's Eve in Australia. Well, I've done a few posts wishing people a Happy New Year and doing some reflections of my own on Facebook and Twitter, but I thought I'd come on here and and express myself in this way. Well, this year was certainly an interesting one for celebrity deaths. I mean, it certainly wasn't good for celebrity deaths. I think that it's purely a coincidence, although the tiny bit of my interest in the the supernatural has made me wonder if 2016 was just a bad luck year. Although I can't figure why that would be, obviously. But when it comes down to it, I don't really believe in luck. You know, I might say good luck in passing, or things like that. But nah, it's you know, I don't think this world certainly doesn't revolve on luck. I mean, I think people can be lucky, I guess, but it's just to do with destiny. That's just what I believe. Anyway, it certainly is really bizarre what happened this year with all those celebrity deaths. I can't even remember now who was the first celeb who passed away in the media. There's been so many of them. Of course, George Michael at Christmas, when we thought there was going to be no more. And then, of course, Carrie Fisher and her mother, Debbie Reynolds, on the day after. That's just, wow. I certainly have my theories that maybe, you know, she died of a broken heart. I know they were close in later years. I just know that from listening to some interviews and documentaries since. So I think, yeah, I don't know. I know Debbie Reynolds had a massive sort of stroke. I don't know. I'm sure many people have speculated with all these celebrity deaths, but yeah. At the end of the day, unfortunately, it's just life. It was just a coincidence, I think, a very bad year. As for me, 2016 could have been better. It could have been worse, but it could have been better. 2014 was definitely one of my favourite years, if not the best year, because I had the kidney transplant and I got my life back in more ways than one. So, but then, you know, when I got back to work, it went downhill for reasons I'm not going into on here, on the public room. And 2015 wasn't also the best year work-wise, because of the same real reasons that the end of 2014 went downhill. Just to do with work and staff and other team members. And then 2015, we got a new boss, which was definitely a step in the right direction. It was the step we all needed, honestly. He is really fair. He's great. He's young. He's a lot younger than me, which is really strange, having a boss younger than me. But it's worked. I've decided since my former boss that I really can't, you know, I just can't mix professionalism and friendship like I thought. I mean, you know, he did add me to Facebook and I added him back. And I mean, we're friendly, of course, but and we have little chats and things, but, you know, it's not like, you know, it's not like what happened with my former boss, who's no longer my friend, again, for reasons that I won't go into, because it's very, very, very complicated and personal story. Anyway, so yeah, that was definitely a positive getting this the new boss, and as a result, our team has actually gotten on quite well. I had a couple of relationship breakups this year. One, a long-term relationship that was almost 6 years. Again, I'm not going to go into reasons, but needless to say, I it was the first time I was kind of found myself doing the heartbreaking, and it's not a good situation. It's really difficult because you know it's the right decision, but you also care for them a lot and still care for them an awful lot and worry about them and want them to be happy and, well, healthy, of course, it's a given. But, you know, and just hope that they will meet someone who's more suited to them, so, of course, they won't be lonely. So yeah, that was, you know, and I mean, I still wish I can reach out and just to, you know, see if he's okay. He doesn't want to be friends, which is understandable. I certainly find it difficult. I mean, especially after a relationship, don't get me wrong, especially if you're the one that's, you know, that's been heartbroken from a breakup, i.e. if they've broken up with you, you know, and you think, oh, no, this shouldn't have happened, we belong together. But when you are actually the other person, it's new for me. Because you sort of don't, you have to really think about why they can't be friends with you. There was another one not long after. So it's all been very hard on me. I guess I could say the second part of the year for that reason, the above reasons, more so than the first half. The first half, you know, I guess I wasn't happy, but I wasn't, well, hang on, I wasn't content, I could say. I wasn't overly happy, but I wasn't upset as either. I wasn't depressed. I was just, you know, going along there, as you do. We had a temp between our busiest in our busiest time of year, that's between February and April, and she ended up coming on full time, which was good. But around the time that my breakup with the long term person was going on, her and I had a conflict, a real conflict, which made it even worse for me. It was really difficult. I guess I'm friendly to her, but I don't know. I guess it's left a bit of a sour taste in my mouth. But you know, we spread the Christmas cheer together, and of course, because I had her as my Kris Kringle. I gave her a bottle of wine. You would have heard my audio. I think it was the last audio boom I've done, actually. Or was it the one before? Maybe it was last one, yeah. I actually got her, and I got her a bottle of wine, which, that was one of the things she requested, so that's good. She was happy. And she got me some chocolates too, so we're happy, but we're just sort of keep our distance a little bit on a personal level. So our team, as a result of our former boss leaving, our team actually are getting along quite well now. Of course, I don't trust a couple of people like I used to, but and this is what I was going to talk about too. There's people, there's everyone has different personalities. You're not going to get along with everybody, and some people, and me included, used to wish that, if you could just get along with, if you could just be friends even with everybody in your work team, that would be great. And while it's good because you do spend a heck of a lot of time at work, especially when you're full time, of course. You just can't be expected to be friends with everybody. I guess, drawing the line between being civil and being, civil and polite because you have to, and being friends is something I'm sort of even learning still. But yeah, and I've also had problems with my extended family. I don't have family on my mum's side that I know too well because they're scattered sort of all over the here, either between here and New Zealand, because that's where my mum's from. I only have his side of the family, and over the past few years, I sadly stopped getting on with, oh, my one of my aunties and uncles I haven't spoken to much for years because one of my family members, I'm not going to say who because I'm not going to go into detail, got into conflict with one of them, and they sort of, so they've sort of, kept their distance. But there's another couple of extended family members, another auntie and cousin, who I've really fallen out with a couple of years ago. It's been, I guess it's been a downhill decline from my point of view for a long while, but it wasn't until a couple of years ago when things got to a head with something I posted on Facebook, believe it or not. Anyway, I've it wasn't my fault. It was just something I posted they didn't like, appreciate. And anyway, needless to say, it's got us into a bad relationship. And I tried to reach out literally before Christmas again to them because I my nana's getting older now, and I wasn't going to a few family get-togethers, and I thought, well, that's not fair on her because I felt awkward, so that's why I didn't want to go. But I thought, well, I'll reach out again mostly for her sake. I sort of got used to the fact that I've, had my friends. You don't need, all your extended family. But anyway, things didn't go so well. But, I'm just, I mean, that definitely, it did put a bit of a dampener on things and on how I was already feeling about the, especially the last part of it. But at the end of the day, as I was starting to say before and was going to talk about anyway, they are still people, and everyone's different, and you're not gonna be expected to get along with everybody. I mean, I say, well, I've got my friends and my family. I've always said that. And of course I've got my immediate family who will always be there for me and everything. I just figure if some people don't want to be a part of your life, well, you know, what can you do at the end of the day? But I'm ending this year on a good note, on a bit of a better note, I have to say. Well, I'd planned quite a long time ago. Actually, I'd planned even a couple of years ago. I wanted to go back to the States. I went in 2005, as I've mentioned on here in the past. I went to an ACB convention in Nevada. And so I'd wanted to get back there. I'd kind of had my mind set on something going back in 2012, 2013. I couldn't get travel health insurance that covered me because I was a bit unstable back then. It was before my transplant, obviously, and my body was starting to react in a bad way to my kidney decline, because once your kidney declines, all your kidneys decline, all your other organs start to decline. So I was having a lot of health issues, so I wasn't able to go overseas because I missed it, because for a while there I was going overseas a lot, and I'm hoping to make this happen again now. I've been to UK a couple of times in consecutive years, been to Germany, been to Dublin, been everywhere. From when I went to the US in 2005, I basically went overseas, 3 years in a row. So it was America, then the UK twice, once in 2006 and the other in 2007. Then that's when I also went to Germany. Then I went back to the UK in 2009. In 2010, I went to Dubai to stay with Dad when he was working there, although I'd actually been to there in 2009 as well when I stopped over on my way to the UK. And then that was it for travelling it will be 7 years next year. I'm pretty stable now. I have been a lot stable for a while. So I made the decision, it was probably start of last year, that I want to get back to the US either this or next year. And so a few days ago I booked my flights to LA in June. I got leave. Actually, I did something pretty risky. Before my leave got accepted, I booked my flights because I saw a good flight that I wanted, and I won't leave it later. I guess I got excited too. I might have found a good deal later on, but maybe not. Anyway, so I did that. Luckily, my leave was accepted because my boss had said to me a while ago, when you want leave, I'll accept it straight away, because I'm the only one in the team that's got the most leave accrued. I haven't been on leave in a long time. I took 2 weeks this year, not in the same time. The best thing about this is I got a ragdoll cat, Lottie, and she'll be 15 months tomorrow, and she's just a delight, of course. Best decision, one of the best decisions I ever made, getting her. And that was that. And then I've sidetracked myself again, like I do best. I've only booked the LA trip. I plan to book internal flights a bit later on, because I was, you know, I told people that I'd be booking them a bit later on. I spoke to a friend this morning who I've known online for 18 years. So we're going to finally meet next year. And what I'm going to actually do, I'm going to, because I'm staying with a friend in LA, who no doubt you'll hear when I'm there. And then I plan to travel on the train, actually, to Sacramento to stay with a friend there, and probably meet up with another internet friend who I actually met. I'd stayed with them when I was there in 2005. So we're going to do that. And then I don't know from there on what's happening. I made a friend quite a few years ago who's sadly quite ill, and it's so, you know, don't know if, I mean, we want to meet up, but don't know if that's going to be able to happen. So that's some of the reason why I'm holding out on booking internal flights, and just slowly it's coming together. But yeah, well, I wanted to see as many people as I can. I'm only going for 3 weeks this time. So that was a good thing. I enjoyed the chat with him this morning on FaceTime. And I'm not doing much now, but soon I will be picked up by my good friend. She works with me, Carolyn. And going to her place for a barbecue. So that would be nice. I'm one of those people that, as those know me well, I'm not good on New Year's Eve. I get really emotional. I guess especially if I've had a bad year. I don't know why it is. I'm thinking that it might have something to do with me. You know, like, God might think I'm being ungrateful because, you know, I've said, I've had a bad year, blah, 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 and it's not. You know, I've adopted some new things this year. I'm not wishing my life away, saying, oh, I wish it was Friday. Instead, I'll say, happy Friday, when it's Friday. And I've never said I want this year to end, and I mean, a lot of people have, and you know, it's that's certainly up to them, but I won't say that. I, you know, treasure every second I have on this earth. excuse me. So I know this is a bit deep, and maybe this is a boon for another time, but basically I'm, you know, I've never wanted years to end, because I get emotional knowing that I'm getting older. I mean, gee, I'll be 38 next year. Basically, I'll be 38 by the time I reach the States. Seriously, that's scary. 38? Oh my gosh. Ugh, nightmares. I'm sort of wanting a party, but at the same time I'm thinking, nah, I should just wait till my 40s now. And you know, unfortunately, because I'm just, yeah, and also I don't want to be 40, it's too old, but you know, you will get older, but I will have a party at my 40th for sure. So yeah, what else was I going to say? I'm glad I'm spending New Year's Eve with people. Although I probably won't make it to midnight. But that's okay. I didn't sleep well last night, so I don't think I will make it to midnight. Although I might end up recording the fireworks on the audio boom, because I know a lot of people actually seem to, you know, love recording fireworks from around the globe. And it's interesting, I guess, to hear about the different ways they use the fireworks. Apparently this year's going to be pretty good. it's going to be a pretty good display, I hear. So one of the biggest, one of the best. They say that every year, don't they? So anyway, I'll end this by saying...